In this session, we're talking about counseling those struggling with same-sex attraction. And first, we're going to be speaking about the biblically discernible reason why any person desires what they desire. You know, we could recouch that statement that I just made in terms of, well, why anybody is attracted to something, okay, whether it's sexual or some food or some program or some entertainment method. The basis of my attraction is my desires, my loves, my affections. And the Bible speaks a lot about those things. So we can ask the question, why do I love what I love? Or why do I love whom I love? Same-sex attraction-wise, because it is something going on in my desires. After understanding that dynamic, then I'm going to offer just some counseling advice here in regard to counseling those struggling with same-sex attraction. And I also want to make a few caveats here. My content is geared to helping males. That is my experience that I have and the context from which I am speaking. The dynamic of the heart is the same, but the outward manifestations and specific practical applications can be different with ladies, but the dynamic is the same. I'm also not speaking about so-called conversion therapy, which is however the world defines that. What I'm speaking about is the dynamic of heart desires, which the Bible speaks a lot about. And the Bible has answers on how our desires are transformed under the Lordship of Christ. So the goal here is not to make a same-sex attracted individual's desire heterosexual desires or have them. It's ultimately the goal is to work toward conforming all of our desires, which are perverted from birth in all kinds of ways, toward holiness, which is what God commands in his children, be holy for I am holy. And also, I need you to know this, I'm speaking in the context of believers who are struggling with same-sex attraction, male believers struggling with same-sex attraction, and they're asking for specific help in this area. I'm not talking about unbelievers. I'm not talking about counseling them in that way. I'm talking about believers who are struggling in this area. So with those thoughts in mind for just a second, I want to ask you an intentionally provocative question that requires some careful thinking. Here's the question. Are we born heterosexual? Just let that sink in for just a moment. Are we born heterosexual? And that's a loaded question right there, okay, because it depends on what you mean by heterosexual. Do you mean, am I born male or female? Or am I born with certain kinds of desires? Well, I know the initial reaction to that question among Christians is, of course, that we are born heterosexual. That seems to be the predominant answer. But I'm not asking if we are born biologically male or biologically female. Obviously, those complementary genders go together, and I know that is becoming an increasingly confused thing in our world as humanity rejects the created order and also the creator God. Nature teaches that there are two genders, and God confirms that in his specific revelation. God created male and female, but that's not what I'm asking. But many times when I ask the question, are we born heterosexual? Many times people are thinking, of course we are. We're born male and female, and those go together. Yes, that was the intent. But let me rephrase the question, are we born with heterosexual desires? Let me ask you this question to make it possibly even more clear. Are you born with monogamous heterosexual desires? So when you come out of the womb, do you desire to use your genitals in a proper way in marriage and for one spouse for life? Is that your desire? And you're thinking, Brent, how could I desire that? Well, that's, I didn't even know some of those things at that point in time. And that's going to be my point. How about this question? So if the question of are we born with monogamous heterosexual desires is getting to be a little bit more obvious, then this next question would be probably even more obvious. Are your children born with the innate desire to share their toys? Okay, that's pretty clear, isn't it? Are your children born with the innate desire to share their toys? So they come out of the womb and they're happy to give all of their toys, all of their Cheerio food, all of their baby food, green beans to somebody else. Is that what they're inclined to do? The answer is obviously no. So what's my conclusion then? It would be my opinion that our affections, our desires, our disposition of worship is not innate in us at birth, and therefore our disposition of desire sexually is not innately holy at birth either. Our former senior pastor, Bill Good, used to say this: all of us are like the rest of us. And by what he meant by that, all of us have the same kinds of hearts. So the homosexual heart is no different than the heterosexual heart. They're different manifestations of desires. So the immoral homosexual heart is not inherently different than the immoral heterosexual heart either. All of us are capable of any sin and any sexual perversion, and the desires of our heart are shaped and cultivated from birth onward. Now, let's do some initial considerations then for the understanding same-sex attraction. So, with all of that introduction for us, what is going on with same-sex attraction? That's what I'm trying to develop here in this lecture. So, initial considerations for understanding same-sex attraction. Well, we've got to understand the biblical dynamic of any strong desire. When I'm talking about attraction, that I'm attracted to that person, I'm putting that in the category of desire. I want that person, or I want that expression of my sexuality. That's what I am putting this in the category of. Any strong desire. And you know, you're a track two, so I'm assuming track two folks have had track one. You know from track one that we do what we do, fill in the blank, because we want what we want. We do what we do because we want what we want. And we develop that from James chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? What is the source of your behaviors? Is not the source the pleasures that wage war in your members, your lust. You do what you do because you want what you want in your heart. So the outward manifestation of our behavior comes from the desires in our hearts. Now, one of the things that I haven't talked to you about in track one is, why do we want these things? Or I could rephrase the question, why am I attracted to these particular things? Why do I want this so intensely? Whether it's the pleasure of sexuality this way or the pleasure of sexuality this way, why do I want this so intensely? Now, for a full development of that, I encourage you to come back to track three. That's where I develop this concept. So we know, why do I do what I do? Because I want what I want. But why do I want what I want so badly? And in track three, I'll answer that in the full expository way from Genesis chapter 3. But just for the sake of an introduction to that, think it through. How did Satan facilitate Eve in desiring the fruit? How did Satan facilitate Eve in desiring that fruit? The answer is that Satan deceived her. He began to craft a narrative that the fruit would be good for her. She ultimately believed that when she saw that the fruit was good for food.